holy are you in everything, and most excellent is the light of your essence. Ineffable is the power of your wisdom, and no manner of speech can measure the depth of your love towards mankind. You, as a lover of mankind, have created me as a human. You had no need of my servitude, but rather I had need of your lordship. Because of the multitude of your tender mercies, you have brought me into existence when I was not. You have raised heaven as a roof for me, and established the earth for me to walk upon. For my sake you have bound the sea, for my sake you have manifested the nature of animals. You have subjected all things under my feet. You have not left me in need of any of the works of your honor. You are he who formed me and laid your hand upon me and inscribed in me the image of your authority. You have placed in me the gift of speech and opened for me the paradise to enjoy, and have given to me the learning of your knowledge. You have manifested to me the tree of life and made known to me the sting of death. Of one plant have you forbidden me to eat, that of which you have said to me, of it only do not eat. But according to my will I did eat. I put your law behind me by my own counsel, and became slothful towards your commandments. I plucked for myself the sentence of the salvation. As a good shepherd, you have sought after that which had gone astray. As a true father, you have labored with me, I who had fallen. You have bound me with all the remedies that lead to life. You are he who have sent to me the prophets for my sake. I thus sick. You have given me the law as a help. You are he who ministers salvation to me when I disobeyed your law. As true light, you have shone upon the lost and the into the womb of the Virgin, you, the infinite being God, did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied yourself and took the form of a servant. And blessed my nature in yourself, and fulfilled your law on my behalf. You have shown me the rising up from my fall. You have given release to those who were bound in Hades. You have lifted the curse of the law. You have abolished sin in the flesh. You have shown me the power of your authority. You have given sight to the blind. You have raised the dead from the tombs. You have established nature by the word. You have manifested to me the economy of your tender mercy. You have borne the oppression of the wicked. You have given your back to the scourge. Your cheeks you have left open to those who smile. For my sake, O my Master, you have not hidden your face from the shame of spitting. The greatness of your care for me. You have slain my sin in your tomb. You have brought my first fruit up to heaven. You have shown me the manifestation of your coming, wherein you shall come to judge the living and the dead, and give each one
I offer.
the symbols of my freedom. I write my works according to your sayings. You are he who has given me this service full of mystery. You have given me the partaking of your flesh in bread and wine. In which you gave yourself up of your own will and authority alone, you took bread into your holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and life-giving.
We believe that this is true. Amen.
You looked up. Towards heaven to God, who is your Father and Master of everyone. And when you had given thanks,
amen,
you sanctified it.
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we
and gave it to your own holy, honorable disciples and saintly apostles, saying, take heed of it, all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me.
This is
also, after supper you took a cup and mixed it of the fruit of the vine and water, and when you had giving thanks.
Amen.
You sanctify it.
Amen. Again we believe, we confess, and we
and gave it also to your own holy, honorable disciples and saintly apostles, saying, take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me. And drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy into the heavens, we confess, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you, O Lord, and we entreat you, O
commemorate your coming to earth, your life-giving death, your burial for 3 days, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into the heavens, your sitting at the right hand of your Father, and your second coming from the heavens, awesome and full of glory. We offer unto you your gifts from what is yours, for everything concerning everything, and in everything.
Worship the Lamb, the Lord of God.
by your voice alone change these which are set forth. You who are with us, prepare for us this service full of mystery. Implant in us the remembrance of your holy service. Send to us the grace of your Holy Spirit to purify and change these gifts set forth into the body and the blood of our salvation.
Let us attend. Amen.
And this bread make into your holy body.
I
also the precious blood of your new covenant.
Again I believe. Amen.
Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, given for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.